Senator, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So, why has this footage only become public nearly 10 years after it was captured?
Well, the Australian government's been dragged kicking and screaming through a freedom of information process that Sea Shepherd and other groups have had to enter into to get a copy of the footage. The government have claimed all along that they haven't wanted the footage to see the light of day because they believed it could spark a diplomatic incident, which, of course, is a spurious reason for not showing this footage.
So, when in opposition, Shadow Minister for the Environment Greg Hunt accused the then Labor government of turning a blind eye to whaling in our waters and stated that we should have a customs vessel in the Southern Ocean. What steps would you say the now Liberal government are taking to combat whaling in our waters?
Right now, they're doing nothing. In fact, I think they're doing the least that any federal government has done in the past 15 years. Not only did Greg Hunt say that, you know, we've got blood in the water in the Antarctic and a blind eye in Canberra, the Liberals actually went to the 2013 and 16 election with an official policy written down that they would send a customs vessel to the Southern Ocean to monitor the whaling fleet. They have been part of legal action through the International Court of Justice that was initiated by the Labor government. But at the moment, they seem to be very short on options. So we've had no disclosure from them at all recently as to what their new strategy is going to be to hold the Japanese government to account. I'm hopeful that through the Attorney General's Department and through the Antarctic Division that we will see continued pressure on the Japanese government and the delegation at the International Whaling Commission, because if we don't keep that pressure on the Japanese government, then it's going to make it very difficult for campaigners and activists around the world who are, you know, continuing to put an end to this barbaric practice.
Now, I do think it's important to point out that when the footage was taken in 2008, it was the then Rudd Labor government.
Correct.
Would you say that the now Liberal government have continued that uneasiness in putting information like this forward towards the Japanese government?
Yeah, that's right. Look, all federal governments have tried to sit on this kind of information. This has been a problem with the whaling campaign all along, certainly since I've been involved in it. On one hand, the government are happy to talk platitudes and say that they're disappointed with the Japanese government, that they oppose whaling. They're happy to make strong statements, but they're very, very light on action at the other end of the scale. And, of course, you know, politically, most Australians, polls show us, find this kind of practice abhorrent. They want to end it. It is illegal under Australian law. If one of those Japanese vessels ever comes to Australian territory, they're going to cop a massive fine, or probably worse. So, you know, they're happy to talk it up, but they refuse to put pressure on the Japanese government. Even when Shinzo Abe came to Canberra, the Prime Minister at that stage, Tony Abbott, refused to even raise the whaling issue with him directly. And actually, I did that at an official engagement. I broke all protocols by approaching Mr. Abe and giving him a letter from Sea Shepherd Captain Paul Watson, asking him to cease and desist whaling. Now, it took a Green senator to actually raise this issue directly with the Japanese government. So there's a real reticence out there to rock the boat because Japan's a friend, they're an important trading partner, and unfortunately, the politics tells you that the government puts more emphasis on trade and economic things than they do on the value of these whales.
Now, speaking on that, you are the Green spokesperson for Healthy Oceans. What is your party's policy towards whaling if you were to be in government?
Well, obviously, we want to see it ended. We would like to see quite strong diplomatic action, or to the point of actually not negotiating any new trade deals, for example, with Japan. Australia is currently in negotiations on the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, which itself is another interview waiting to happen. There's a lot of issues that the Greens have with that. Arguably the biggest trade deal that's ever going to be negotiated. We wouldn't participate in those kind of things until Japan actually ceases this activity. We'd also like to see the Australian government directly, I know this sounds controversial, directly advertising in Japan, putting advertisements on TV, including showing footage that we saw yesterday. Because as I've just recently been to Japan to learn and to make contacts with stakeholders and build alliances, the key problem and the reason we still have whaling in the Southern Ocean is there's almost no recognition in Japan of this issue. It's not a political issue. The Japanese people don't really know much about it. They're not really that interested in it. They don't really eat whale meat anymore. I think they're there to be convinced. But we've actually got to start a campaign in Japan. That's where this war is going to be won.
So as you said, about 2 months ago, you were in attendance in Japan to speak on these issues. If you say that the Japanese populace do not know that much about whaling, why is it still such a vehemently defended policy by the Japanese government?
It's actually a really, really good question, and a question I put directly to not only stakeholders up there, but to politicians, including those who supported whaling and didn't support whaling. The politicians that supported whaling said they ran the continued to run the line that we've now, you know, if you pardon my French, we're confidently established as bullshit, and that is that this is research whaling. It's essential to understand, you know, healthy oceans and what's going on in the ocean. So they continue to run that line that we know is total spin. You don't need to kill whales to study them. We can prove that scientifically. But those who oppose whaling gave me a really interesting perspective. They said that actually this is a nationalist thing in Japan. It's a real, and the word by one MP was machismo. This is a real macho thing for the Japanese to do. He said, we've never had a defense force since the Second World War. We're still prohibited from that at the moment. Our fishing fleet and our Coast Guard essentially is our pseudo navy. You know, here we have a situation where we can project our power across the seas. We can take protein from the Antarctic and bring it back to Japan. He said this is a real kind of high-profile macho thing that has become a really big, you know, source of pride for certain conservative politicians. So it's kind of like I would classify it to people in Australia as a one-nation issue. For Japan, but it certainly doesn't have broad support. But unfortunately, politically, it has very strong support by a couple of very powerful politicians, including the Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
If you've just joined us on The Daily, we're speaking with Green Senator Peter Wish-Wilson about the Japanese government's controversial whaling program in the Southern Ocean. Now, Senator, do you think that the Japanese government has any regard for the multitude of international law and regulation against their whaling operations?
Well, look, it's another very interesting question. They're very sensitive about their reputation in a number of areas. Look, you know, they're a very proud people, and in many ways I found them very enjoyable and, you know, very, very humorous and really interesting people, and I've got to say I like them. And this is a bit of an anomaly. So for some reason they continue to thumb their nose at the international community on this issue. More broadly, they're very careful to be, at least in line with the pack on things like climate change and other treaties. But on whaling, they've really stuck their head above the parapet on this one. And it is an anomaly in their character, and it's very hard to explain.
And yeah, at this point, it doesn't look like there is an end in sight to the program. Do you think there is a long-term future for the population of whales that live in the Southern Ocean?
Well, look, I hope so, but... The whale numbers are recovering, which is a really positive sign, because we know that whaling and whaling activity over hundreds of years has had a terrible impact on their population numbers. The fact they're recovering is a sign that, you know, that we've got healthy oceans. What I pointed out to the fisheries minister, which he in Japan, which he claimed ignorance on, is it's now an established scientific fact that the more whales we've got in the Southern Ocean, the more they fertilise the ocean through their waste products, and that fertilisation is essential for the growth of krill, which of course they go there to eat. So they eat the krill, then they essentially poo the krill out. That helps grow more krill. So the basis of the food chain in the ocean is krill. So there's a really close connection there between the health of the oceans and whale numbers. So while whale populations are increasing and we leave them alone, I am optimistic. But saying that, as someone who spends most of their time, you know, trying to champion healthy oceans, everything in the ocean is under relentless pressure. Pressure from overfishing, pressure from various sources of pollution, including climate change, and plastics. You never take your foot off the pedal. You've always got to keep the pressure on to do whatever we can to make our oceans more healthy.
And are the Greens the only party with a portfolio for healthy oceans?
Yes, we are. And it's ironic because, you know, Australia's a country girthed by sea, and most Australians live on the coastline. They love oceans. A lot of them are fishers. They like to recreate in the ocean. They all care deeply about the sea. So, you know, for us, it's as important as any terrestrial ecosystem like forests. In fact, the source of all life on the planet is the ocean, and will continue to be so. So it's absolutely essential that we do whatever we can to be very conscious of our impacts on the ocean, and do what we can to mitigate and remove those negative impacts.
Well, Senator, it's a very complex issue, and I think we could speak about it for hours, but
Thank
you very much for joining us on The Daily this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for interviewing me on this very important subject matter, and I'll look forward to keeping in touch.